For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Lila Siskind. You're listening to Daybreak. Today, we cover Princeton's Compassionate Medicine Fellowship, U.S. News' ranking of Princeton High School, a drop in Tesla's first quarter profits, and new abortion measures in Italy. It's Wednesday, April 24th. The Princeton Compassionate Medicine Fellowship is a program focused on bringing pre-med students who care about humanistic aspects of human care together. They host meetings over the summer and also some events during the school year. To learn more about this initiative, I sat down with features writer Ifeoluwa Egbinyode.
My name is Ifeoluwa Egbinyode, and I'm a features and archive staff writer.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So could you please explain a little bit about what the fellowship is to me?
Yes. Yeah, so the Compassionate Medicine Fellowship is basically this program that is affiliated with the Office of Religious Life, but it's not particularly affiliated with any religion. And the mission behind it is to basically encourage more pre-med students at Princeton to incorporate this whole idea of compassion and humanistic thinking into their approach to medicine. So it sort of encourages students over the summer already in patient-facing internships to meet weekly, engage in reflective prompts that push them to think more broadly about the role of medicine and compassion and their role as people that want to practice medicine in the world, like the deeper, broader impacts of that. So that's what the program is about.
Great, thank you. And how can people that are interested get involved?
Actually, the Compassionate Medicine Fellowship is currently accepting applications up until Friday. So that's one way students can get involved in their activities over the summer and beyond.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can read more about this at dailyprincetonian.com or via the link in our show notes. In local news, U.S. News ranked Princeton High School as the 33rd best high school in New Jersey in its most recent annual list of best high schools in the nation. The report ranked over 20,500 public high schools across the country, of which 406 were in New Jersey. Princeton High School was also ranked 617th in the United States. The school has an enrollment of 1,532 students across all 4 years, of which 52% identify as a racial minority. Princeton High School's graduation rate is 96%. It also has an AP participation rate of 73%. In national news, Tesla's net income for the first quarter dropped 55%, making $1.13 billion in the January to March period of this year, compared to the $2.51 billion it made during the first quarter of last year. Despite the drop, the company's stock price rose over 11% during after-hours trading yesterday, after Tesla announced that it would start the production of new, more affordable vehicles later this year in a letter to investors. Electric vehicles such as Tesla's produce far fewer carbon emissions than the average motorized vehicle, making them key players in addressing the climate crisis. Yesterday, Sunrise Princeton, an organization working to, quote, stop the climate crisis, held a walkout in honor of Earth Day. In international news, the issue of abortion has come to the forefront of Italian politics. A measure introduced on Tuesday by Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, who came to power 18 months ago, will potentially encourage anti-abortion groups to advocate in family counseling centers. This measure is essentially a restatement of a part of Italy's original abortion legislation of 1978, which legalized abortion but emphasized possible prevention. The 1978 law allowed family counseling centers to make use of volunteer associations, with aims of protecting motherhood and helping women to avoid terminating their pregnancies because of societal pressures, such as economic or family hardships. Meloni said that she wanted to, quote, apply it all, referring to the original law, and that, quote, there is a part about the abortion law which is about prevention. That was never done. She added that her hope with this new legislation is to do, quote, whatever she can do to help a woman who thinks abortion is the only way. Last week, Princeton Students for Reproductive Justice hosted a number of events for Sex Ed Week, including conversations with guest speakers and a celebration of the rollout of its new condom dispensers. Today, you can expect mostly cloudy skies, with a high of 68 and a low of 38 degrees Fahrenheit. That's all for Daybreak today. Today's episode was written by Hallie Graham and me, sound engineered by Vitus LaRue, and produced under the 148th Managing Board of the Prince. Our theme was composed by Ed Horn, class of 22. For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Lila Siskind. Have a wonderful day.